You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Science has a language. And what is the language of science? It's math. Therefore, what is math? Well, math is numbers. And as you are about to find out, astrology and numerology are all about numbers too. Stanley, known as a mathematical genius, has developed the ESP code based on your personal numbers to not only direct you in your life to your purpose and mission, it allows you to use the law of attraction through math. Join us for a lively discussion every Thursday night, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, where you can ask your question based on the scientific formula of math. Visit loaradionetwork.com/Stan-Lee for his live show information. And now, live from Australia, here is Mr. Stan Lee, the mathematical alchemist.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the ESP Code Numerology Show with Stan Lee, where we discuss your essence, soul, and purpose code numerology. And it's the morning for me the next day. So it's the 10th of June, 2021 in America, the 11th of June, 2021 for me here in Sydney. And welcome, everyone, to the show. Thanks for being here. Okay, so we will first start with Brent. We'll start with your ESP code, and we can go through your four numbers. All I need is your date of birth.
01/11/1963.
So the 11th of January.
Yes.
1963. So your first number in the identity number, Brent, is the merging of the sun and moon. And it's simplistic, that is the adding up of your 11 in the day and the January being the month. So 11 plus 1 equals 12. 1 plus 2 equals 3. So your identity number is a 3. So that's telling me you're childlike. You like to have fun. And you also has the same number as Jules because she's a 3. So that number is, think of that as, when we're born, we have 23 chromosomes from the father, 23 chromosomes for the mother. So the masculine and feminine energies, if you will, just like the yin and yang symbol, which is the sun and moon, which is the merging of your day and month. So that gives us the 3. And that's very important in how we maneuver our energies, if you will, with people. So I'm born 6 of May. 6 plus 5 is 11. 1 plus 1 is 2. So Brent's a 3. I'm a 2. We form a 5 frequency. So that's an intellectual profiling, that's fast travel, speed. It's all got to do with speed and intellect, if you will. So you form energies, including with people. Your, in its simplistic, your year of birth is the merging of 1 plus 9 plus 6 plus 3. So if we get that added up all together, we get 19. If we narrow 19 down to a single digit, 1 plus 9 is 10. If we narrow it down again to a single digit, 1 plus 0 is 1. So your type of identity is a 1. So that's like the independent leader. You like a bit of solitude time. Independent leading solitude, fun type of childlike person that likes to seek. And 3, by the way, is connected to astrology. That's your type of identity. Your life path or character, as you said before in the show, if you dabble a little bit into numerology, is what we know as your character number or life path, is the merging of all the planets. So if your sun and moon is a 3 and your Mercury or Pluto is a 1, your life path or character is a 4. So the 4's got to do with hard work, systems, structure, like order. You like order. Or you know how to reverse engineer in your mind like a mathematician would, or if not, studying the psychology of how people tick. Like you can maneuver and see how they tick psychological wise. If you then add that number together, we get our fourth number, which is our ESP number. And that becomes 3 + 1 + 4 = 8. So your ESP number is 8. And that's someone's, 8 is money. But because it's this last number, it's also opulence and auspicious in all things like wealth, health, and balance. So the 8 likes the opulence. It's like being the luxurious, if you will, of seeking wisdom, the luxurious, if you will, of having a little bit of money, the luxurious, if you will, of being that independent solitude. So having or beauty, if you will, that type of thing, but in an opulent way. So that's your code 3148. And just like jewels, you also have the arrow of intellect. You're intellectual. So if you think of just here, that's always good. I'm a prolific pen writer, and this one was a brand new pencil. And you pop it, the little thing pops off the thing.
right. Use it fast, they dry up.
Yeah. But 1, 9, 6, 3. So just like jewels, you both have the two same arrows. So if you can see here, you have the arrow of intellect, 369, but you also have the arrow of hypersensitivity in the middle. It's a missing arrow. And you have 4 ones in your date of birth. So you definitely, you know, you got your opinions. You're a leader. When you got your thing, it's how it is in terms of your numbers. So synchronicity is everywhere, if you will. Now, you're on the Chinese, you're cusp. So I'm 75, so we're both rabbits, because 63 is rabbit. Now, the rabbit in the Chinese is a very intellectual animal, but you're also on the cusp because the Chinese hasn't kicked in yet. So in 1962, you're also a tiger. And I believe that's also a water tiger. Just let me double check. Yeah, so water tiger is... realistic and agreeable. So you're realistic and agreeable going to the water rabbit, which can be sometimes a little bit, say, fragile and withdrawn. But you have elements of both those animals being, because the Chinese year hasn't kicked in yet when they're in early Jan. So they form your frequencies, if you will, your energies and profiling about you, Brent. Did that sort of resonate?
Absolutely, yes.
So in 2021, is something you may be looking for in relation to wealth and money?
I'm sorry, you're asking, you're telling me. I'm sorry.
In 2021, is there something you may be seeking for a bit of guidance in?
I suppose I'm actually going to be out of debt here in a few months. Well, I'm pretty much out of debt now. So, yeah, I will be looking forward to, you know, make things safe. There you go.
Yeah, well, you're in your 8 years, so the getting out of debt is the right timing to do it. So, and June, July, August, September, until September 15 is the good timing to complete that. So that's great. So you pretty much will be out of it by September.
Right. Yep.
And yeah, so there's great synchronicities there. So there you go. Jules was thinking about you, then you both got the same number and you both got the same two arrows, the arrow of intellect and the arrow of hypersensitivity. So that's how we profile. Let's see how when we do the numbers of the other people, see how some other synchronicities may unfold. But the beauty is in 2021, it's about your 8 year. So it's, and in June, it's a completion month for you right now because you're in a 9 month. So you may be completing something, some task, if you will. And 9 is also spiritual. So it's good to, you know, meditation or just cleansing, grounding, that type of stuff. And I think you're close to nature, you're saying. So that's a good thing. You pretty much will be out of that debt. So that's good. You're in sync with your numbers, if you will.
Excellent. Very good. Is there anything Well, the only question I did have, I guess it sort of was coming in, is I don't know how y'all work, but what am I hiding from? So say like lately I'm holding back or I'm seeming to be a little bit like.
That's a little bit of your, I believe, the Arab hypersensitivity, Diga. That's just protecting your auras, your energies. So it's important to also, it's good that you need nature just to protect. You say what's happened subconsciously in the past is sometimes may have happened. We have light and dark souls, and they may have negatively attacked, and that sometimes holds us back, shields us, if you will. So it's good to hold back and do it in a structured way. So just do it in your methodology that makes you happy of your four. Do you know what I mean? Because we have 3, 1, 4, 8. So write down some steps, have some things in your mind that allows you to do things in sequence that makes your soul comfortable, peace of mind. However, don't have fear by at least doing it step by step.
Ah, very good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Awesome. We'll do Militza just I know more income just in case her power goes. So Militza from Puerto Rico.
There's no sound. There's no sound.
Put your sound on if you can, Militza.
That I just put the light just for a minute so you could look at me because I'm using my batteries.
Yep. I noticed that. So yeah. That's why I said I noticed you putting your hand up. So that's cool. All right, Militza, your date of birth.
I was born on October 6, 1966 at noon.
1966. Now, the timing of someone's birth is very important when we're deep delving more into the astrological aspects. So I have a paraphrase.
I have to turn. Yeah, I'm listening.
No problem. Astrology is the science of God. Mathematics is the language of God. Numerology is the code of God. And with the ESP code, I'm channeling that code. But astrology is very important too. So I use the timing, if you will, for other aspects. But for now, the 6th of October, 1966. So you're a Libra ruled by Venus. And Venus is the planet of luxury and love and beauty. So if you add your 6 and 10 together, you get 16. 1 plus 6 equals 7. So your identity, Militza, is a 7. So you're a spiritual person. You contemplate a lot, deep thinking, if you will. Sometimes may over worry. Now, in 2021 for you, you're running a 3 year. So it's about abundance, creativity. Creation. Childlike learning and seeking. So my profile, and you've got the two forms of 9, so we've got a spiritual connection. Your profiles each with Brent and Jules forms of 1, so it's like an independent leadership. So it's a connection, but sometimes you like creativity and solitude at the same time, if you will.
That's true.
Now your type of identity has a sub master number in it. So if you add 1 plus 9 plus 6 plus 6, you get 22. Which is, there are three master numbers being 11, 22, 33. So I'm an 11, 22, 33. Hence, my brand is 33 on the back of my shirt that you see on my website. So it's on the back if I turned around, but that's my third number. If you narrow down your 22, you get 4. So your type of identity is a 4. So just like Brent has a 4 in his third number in the sequence, yours is in the second. So the 4 is the, again, it's like the psychology of someone, or you like order or structure, or hardworking and systems, if you will. Now, if you add that together, we get your life path or character number. So 7 plus 4 equals 11. 1 plus 1 equals 2. So your third number is a 2. You're a very giving person. Have a good heart. You may not show it. You probably show it more as on your sleeve now, but not in your younger years, if you will. Now, if you add that 7 plus 4 plus 2 again, we get another 4. So you have 2 4s in your code. So you're very much in your mind always calculating things. Like, it's got to be that. You have the ability to do that. Just got to make sure you do it in a way where it's some it's spiritually inclined for your higher self, for your better higher self. Because our last number, guys and girls, is like our subconscious number, is our higher self number. So your higher self number maneuvers, if you will, for you to give you the ahas. You're also a fire horse. So you're tactile and passionate. And just like Brent and Jules, you also have the arrow of hypersensitivity. You also have the arrow of skepticism. So you need you validate by researching, because the fours research a lot. They'll research, they'll investigate. The fours are about investigation. So your ESP code is 7424, Militsa. Did that sort of resonate?
Can you repeat that last part again? The last sentence?
Did that resonate with you?
Yes, yes. I am very creative. I'm a musician also. I'm a pianist. I understand that many people don't understand the level of creativity. I see that around my circle here where I live, it's like if you're like strange to the rest of the people, but I don't mind, so I just flow.
But that's a gift that you have, and that creativity is you get it in mm-hmm. the ether, you get it in the, of your four. So you know how you have the ability to play the, your brain knows how to press the pieces together, bang, 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 in an order sort of will to create the rhythms, because, and you've worked very hard on your craft, but that four is your higher self. You know, think of a jigsaw puzzle. You know how to say put the pieces together in the ether. So that's how you do it from the level of creativity. So you probably do stuff, not just pianos. You have the ability to do some other stuff as well. So yeah, you're in your creation year right now. So it's about abundance. And so think of the planting of the seed you would have done last year. This year, it's about that growing, if you will. So from being a pianist, is that your business as well?
Well, no, I have played since I was seven.
Uh-huh.
My family wanted me to study music, but they didn't want me to be a profession.
Uh-huh.
But I have a podcast. I started it last year. Can I say the name?
Sure.
Yeah, no problem. Sure.
Okay, it's in Spanish. It's called Batida, like shake, diferente, different. That's the translation in English.
Uh-huh.
It's a podcast, and what I do is a type of radio show inserted in a podcast version audio. And sometimes it's a three-hour podcast. And also I work with people to help them with the pain, because I have a fibromyalgia condition. So I have a Frank Christ with Celise for CBD at the moment. But I keep on playing every single day. I try to play as much as I can and compose my things. But after the pandemic, what I see is that people don't understand the creativity. Sometimes, since I do everything here at home, Libra always looks for balance and likes to get along with everybody, but some people don't understand that. Some people sometimes misunderstand things, and it has happened to me lately. Maybe misunderstandings from their part. And what I do is just flow, because it's not worth it. It's not healthy for me to get upset or anything.
You've just risen a very important topic, Militsa, because people that are gifted,
mm-hmm.
you can have people that may be just in-house and they're so focused and they may be able to move around a lot, but they've mastered a certain topic because they have no other ability to do so, or people may be looked upon as crazy, may be looked upon as
uh-huh.
a little bit different from the masses, if you will. So, but this is because gifted people have been labeled, so to speak. But see, this is where the masses don't quite understand, because you mentioned also you just go with flow, which is very important. And you also said you just, because that misunderstanding is not really you. The misunderstanding is them. I say on my website, I'm not who you think I am. You are who you think I am. So when people are labeling, because I've been labeled pretty much all my life, I've been called it, you name it, under the sun, and it used to bother, but I don't care anymore, because when you're in your sequence and in your zone, you have a gift to do for humanity. So your pianist and your rhythm, because music and maths is music, they go hand in hand. It's geometry, it's symmetry. The pianist, when someone's hearing the creativity, can actually heal. It can be a spontaneous remission for people that are hearing. So the fact that you're doing the podcast is also very important, because the higher source wants you to do that. So the people that are labeling you, don't worry about it. And you said you're not worrying about it. They're misunderstanding you, because I've been misunderstood. But that's okay. The correct people will sync with you, if you will. And the being on air, just like I'm on air with Jules on the show and you're on air on the podcast, you'll meet the right people. But that's a very important topic. Don't let it affect you with the, you know, the arrow of hypersensitivity. Protect your aura and your energies. And you do that by playing, because that's your healer. That's your own healing when you're playing. So,
I have a question. I don't know if you can help me with the numbers you just told me. Mm-hmm. I lost my parents for almost 4 years ago. So for me, it's a little bit recent because there were unimportant dates. My mom passed on Mother's Day and my father on Father's Day.
Oh, wow.
They were very ill. But, and I understand that's part of life. But I have a problem with order since that happened, with ordering myself at home, with working. I used to have my home differently, let's say, 7 or 8 years ago. Uh-huh. Also, my illness gives me some difficulty. So I do small things every single day, but I don't, I would wish I could have, I don't know why that is happening. Why is that happening? And I cannot go back as I was when I was maybe in my 26, 30s, because it's has turned pretty bad. And my finances also. But maybe that's a period I have to go through. That's why I wanted to ask you.
Well, yeah, you're in a creation year this year in 2021. So do you, in Puerto Rico, do you have programs where people can help? Like government programs, like someone can help you with the order, if you will, to help you? Because I think your illness, so can you see that, Melissa?
Yes, so I could see it.
You're in a 3 year right now. 2021. Uh-huh. So 3 is about creation, growth. So I think the energy of the parents would have given you the happiness or the inspiration for the order. Is anyone helping you or caring a little bit for you? Or,
well, I have a neighbor. She works with she's an astrologer. And we talk frequently. And I also do a lot of yoga meditation, and I do the spiritual codes by Agesta. I don't know if you have heard of that.
No.
Agesta. I'll look into it. That's the type of numbering. Agesta is AGESTA.
Uh-huh.
It's a number of codes that when they're done in around 21 days, and you keep on doing them, your system clean your system, but at the same time you attract positive health, abundance, and there are a lot of codes, so you have to choose the ones you need. I do that every night at midnight.
That's good. The numbers are universal, so it's just like with the speak code, you begin to see synchronicities, if you will. So you begin to flow in your rhythms, your biorhythms. So what you begin to do when I help realign people is help them get in line with their archetypes. So when we're in sync with that, our higher selves, our guides, our angels will match us. So you also said a very important thing. It's very important how we think. So it's when we're thinking in the positive realm, we're allowing the creation to constantly flow. That's very important as well. So it's good that you everything that you're telling me that you're doing is good. So keep doing it, because you're in a positive year, like I said, in the three on the sine wave. So if you look at this sine wave, that's, and you mentioned the word flow, we all flow through this. In our calendar months, we'll go through these nine numbers. There's nine numbers, four up here, 147 there, 69. So we go through this. So we go through this in, okay, in the year, in the month, and in the days, and even in the hours and minutes. Everything is cycles. So that's how I help to realign people, Melissa.
Okay.
When I have sessions where I not only do readings, I actually realign people. They're connected to me. So for 33 days or 90 days or a year, depending what they want. But they ask me things in the moment, so they begin to see how the synchronicities work, the realignments. And when they – so I help people mold their Picasso. That's your numbers, your journey. Just like you're playing the piano. What you're doing is – you're getting pieces from the ether and creating, and people don't understand your creativity. I totally get your creativity. Like, you're doing it. You have a methodology when you're playing your piano. You know exactly what you're doing. And that's a gift. And so I think, you know, more people will find you and learn about you on the podcast that you're doing. So keep moving forward. For this year, I focus June, July, August, leading up to September. Just keep going forward and think creation. Think the tree's grown. The tree's grown because you're in your tree year, if you will, the growth. You're in the Empress year, three of the card. Okay. And you'll be fine. So,
Do you, before I forget, do you do the sessions weekly?
I do readings, 30, 45, 60 minute readings, but my realignments are 33 days. So I do a session with you and we mind map notes, either 60 or 90 minutes. I give you the video audio, I give you the notes, but you're connected to me daily as much as you want to ask questions, because we're realigning. So if you want day, I have people sometimes two, three times a day, sometimes every second, third day, depending on what the people want to ask, because the whole idea is, we're doing your numbers, your journey. So we are realigning you in real time. So the more, there's no such thing as a silly question. So the more the questions, the better you start to mold your Picasso more accurately, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Well,
I thank you so much. So I'll email you. Thank you. Yes.
I just sent you in the chat. You can click that link. It'll take you to the realignment page. Type in your email address as well in here, in the chat, and I'll put you into the email list for Jules and I. And we'll stay connected that way. But as I was speaking to Brent and Maureen, you begin to get ideas a little bit about how the code works. You know what I mean?
Yes. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Just type in your email address, and I just read Maureen's chat when I push record. Now I'm recording from my end, Maureen. Okay. For your question, and you're welcome, Melitz. It's awesome. I just read for someone in Puerto Rico. I like that.
Yeah, Melitza, you said it right. It's Melitza. My name is Polish.
Polish. Yes, okay.
Very good. My father was. He loved an opera singer. Her name was Milica Gorgeous,
without
the T. And that's the reason of the name. But I'm very grateful he gave me that name.
Beautiful.
Yes. And thank you so much for...
You're welcome.
No, I'm going to keep on listening. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to tell
you. Have more people.
That's what I was going to say. If you can...
Thank you so much.
If your battery holds, we're going to read for Maureen now. So Maureen... from California.
Idlewild, yeah. Before I give you my birth date, can I say something to Jules?
Sure.
Jules, you and I met by phone. We were both living in the Menifee area in 2012. And I was going to bring my daughter on a cruise that you were bringing your grandchildren to Tulum.
Yeah.
And then we spoke again in 2018 when you were getting ready to publish. You were going to come to Idlewild and do a fundraiser program. So I just wanted to reconnect with you. I think you went to the desert after that.
I'm in
Quinta. I just wanted to say hi.
Hi.
Awesome. So
my birthday is February
24th,
1944.
1944.
I'm an old gal.
No, you're not.
Yes. You sound very young.
You are.
So your first number, Maureen, is 24 plus 2, sun and moon. 24 plus 2 equals 26. 2 plus 6 equals 8. So your identity number is an 8. So 8, especially in your young years, is business, the money side of things. And in 2021 right now, you're in a 4 years. So it's about grounding, a bit of structure, a bit of systems, a bit of in research, investigating, if you will, is what's needed in your cycle of the year. So just as I was saying before, Melitza's in a 3 year, because your number, hers is a 7, your number's an 8, you're in a 4 year. So if you look at the sine wave here, wow. Melitza's in this year, your year this year is here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we begin to see how we're maneuvering with our biorhythms, because everything in the cosmos comes back just to this sine wave. And the whole purpose then is our agenda to be of light, because when we're doing things, our highest, the higher beings watch what we do in the ether, so we can then match. So it's all got to do with maneuvering with our archetypes, because we have free will. And that's the great thing about being on the Law of Attraction, because the show attracts people that are really seeking light and spirituality. So that's your first number. So you and Jules, she's a 3, you're an 8, you form a 2. It's a loving heart type of connection.
Yeah.
So if you actually did meet, did you say you met on the cruise or you didn't meet on the cruise?
No, I wasn't unable to go on the cruise, but we talked about it for a long time.
Yeah, I feel like I know.
Then I was going to help you with the New Orleans one, and right. Or you went out of Texas or something, and you know that didn't work out for us.
So your connection with Jules and Brent, for that matter, because they're both 3s, form a 2. So it's here. See my finger?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So it's a 2's got to do with love, the love, giveness, heart, food. When you're gathering, it's a food and feast. So it's a good connection, good profiling, if you will. So your type of identity is in the merging of 1944. So 1 plus 9 plus 4 plus 4 gives us 18. 1 plus 8 equals 9. So your type of identity is a 9. So 9 is a spiritual person. So you're like a spiritual entrepreneur, because you actually have 2 so business numbers and 2 spiritual numbers in your last 2 numbers as well. So the 9 is of talking, spiritual. 9s can be good in understanding business, in supply and demand, seeing trends or niches, if you will. So that's your second number. Your life path or character number is the merging of that. So anything you add to a 9 becomes the same number. So what I mean by that, 8, your first number plus type of identity, 9, 8 plus 9 equals 8. Anything you add to a 9 is a replica of your other number. So 8 plus 9 equals 17, right? 1 plus 7 equals 8. So your life path or character is an 8. So you have 2 8s in your code, Maureen. So it's telling me you could be very good in business. That's why you're saying you wanted to say help Jules out with the cruise. You may know how to see things or trends, or if you were something to help a monetizer, or if you will. Your life path or character number is the merging of 8 plus 9 plus 8. So if you get that, you get 25. If you know that down to a single digit, 2 plus 5 is 7. So your higher self is the same as Melissa's first number. So your fourth numbers are 7. So you're definitely a very spiritual person, because you have 2 spiritual numbers in your numbers, the 9 and 7, and you have 2 business numbers. So you're an 8987 in your code. Wow, and you got 3 4. So just before going back on Melissa, she had 3 6s in her code. So that's very responsible person. She has it's like an empath energy. So she has a lot of responsibility. You got 3 4. So you're definitely a very hard worker. And you got 2 2s, very giving person. Just like Melissa too, you also have the arrow of skepticism, but that's good. You will research or intuitively feel and validate your way through when coming across, say, people, if you will. So that's your There's some of your attributes, Maureen, and you're a wood monkey in the Chinese. Ambitious and energetic. And you sound energetic for your age as well. So, yeah, there's some of your attributes, if you would. Did that sort of resonate?
Yes. Actually, I'm a real estate broker and also conducted international culinary tours. And I am very involved in the spiritual realm of things. The last child that I was going to take on the cruise, I had at 53. So,
wow.
My youngest is now 24 and my eldest is 53. So,
wow, that's very, very.
It's been an interesting.
You have a very good. So, your biological clock is in sign with that sine wave. So, you understand. See, when you're spiritual, you understand the spiritual ether and the prayers, it gives you strength because the power's in the ether. That's the Holy Spirit, that's the magnetism. So, and the three fours in your code, because four is real estate. You say you got 24. Sorry, not in your code, in your date of birth. So you got 24, 19, 44. So you got three fours in your date of birth. I believe you still have a lot more work to do, and possibly also with Jules when we get that opening.
So can I just say this for a second? Now, I have been thinking about a cruise for the last couple of days, and what pops up? Brent and Maureen, and it's like, okay, there is the sign.
And you were coming off COVID and can think about that again.
Exactly. That's what I've been thinking about for the last couple of days, and here you guys are. So that's a good sign.
Because Jules,
well, I do hope one day to do something with you, Jules, and actually, my position right now, you know, going toward 78, is whether I want to continue climbing hills and 100 stairs in the snow to show property, and wanting to explore the spiritual realm even more.
You're definitely in your number seven now, because our age of year depicts where we are in our code. So you're very much in your seven. So you think of yourself as a spiritual entrepreneur. So, it's very good inspiration for people to hear what you're doing at your age, to show people like age doesn't necessarily be an excuse, because it's a mindset thing, because you're very strong in your mind. And being a Pisces, obviously Pisces know how to sell, but in a good way, not like a car salesman way, because a lot of Pisces can be car salesmen. But in the real estate broker, you have your ability to, you've been spiritual since little girl. Our higher self number has always been around us. We just didn't know it. So the ether equals Holy Spirit. All the ancient civilizations and all the ancient texts, it's got nothing. Religion and spirituality go hand in hand. I did an interview before, particularly for that. It's the same thing. So if you look at all the structures on all the planets, all the castles, all the megaliths, all the temples, all the mosques, all the churches, all the government old buildings, if you notice all of them, this is pure mathematics and sacred geometry. You look at the domes that they have and the architecture in it, and they use copper on top of them.
Yeah.
Copper's a conductor, just like gold. You look at all that. Nothing to do with religious here. You look at the structures where they are on all the four corners of Earth. It's particularly done to point to the stars, to point to the planets, because they're emitting a frequency and energy. So they connect, just like you think of the Giza pyramids. It's not just the Giza. It's all this stuff. Australia hasn't. They were built just say 200, 300, 400 years ago for a particular reason. It's got nothing to do with religion. They're connected to the ether. So the reason why I'm saying that is Jules is a 3936. She has very, I've known in my, the way I've done, because I've been crushed. I have a 4 in my code as well. I'm a 2463. So I've been cross-referencing and calibrating how the codes work. Threes have very much connection to astrology. So Jules' mind, because I told Jules this, being on the law of attraction for 15 years, because she interviews so many people, she subconsciously brought on different modalities from people, not just a hypnotherapist that she is. So she's thinking, and then hence the connection of Brent and Maureen, and also the connection of Melissa, because Melissa said a very powerful thing that people don't understand her creativity, but it's not affecting her from keeping on flowing. You see, that's the whole important important thing.
That's
I digested a bit with the temples, but the reason why I'm saying it is because Jules, it comes back to law of attraction. Because think this is magnetism. Magnetism is law of attraction amplified, advanced. This is like 101. You have 202 or 303, if you will. Stick with 303 because I like 33 because I'm 33. But anyway, it's emitting frequencies. So we're emitting frequencies in the ether onto a dome coming back, and they can just go bang, bang to anyone. Wow. So that's why it's important that we stay in flow with our light. So the people that came in his call, there was a reason why we all synced. So I definitely think you'll do something with Juice because you make a two together. And you're going to love it. You will love it. And this year, so for this year, so the cruise, if it was 15 September for you, you'll be in your 5 year, which means you'll be traveling. And that's come in 3 months. That's up to Juice when she wants to do the cruise, of course, but...
September works for me. I'll do it.
that's how the synchronicities work. So I'd love to meet you if I can get, depending on what goes on with travel, right? And or what have you,
yeah.
if I can get on to meet you as well, it'd be great. Because I think you're very good at what you do.
We have a plan, Jules.
That sounds wonderful. So you need to email me, and I know you have my email address.
I'm looking at our old emails back to 2012.
Okay. Well, find mine or else send me out.
No, I found them. I was looking at them.
Oh, okay.
Okay. You, 2012, if you see now it's 2021, everything happens in 9 year cycles. So 2012 and nine. Is 20 and type in your email address here too, and I'll put you in my list too, Maureen.
Yeah.
And type it in the Zoom chat. We still got a little bit another 5 minutes. I want to just let's open up Brent and Melissa if she's got a battery on, just see how we can just have a little bit of a discussion, because this is a really good call. Great synchronicities, and great like little aha moments, like keeping flow. 9 year cycles, 2021. Brent having that thing to move forward, what he needs to do. And the arrow of hypersensitivity is in all three of you.
Yeah.
Actually, all four of you. In Maureen, in Melissa, in Brent, and in Jules. Wow. Wow. Okay. So if you notice on my prior show, a couple of shows back, I had a 1 in 177 synchronicity probability. I've had 1 in 43 million so fast. So we are beacons. We are like, you know how those cathedrals I was saying? We're conductors too. So it's very important how we think. And that's why the law of attraction, what Jules is doing in a 15-year anniversary, it's very important for people. It's not just about, in its simplicity, the secret, it's much more advanced in how we're maneuvering and how we're thinking here moving forward in 2021. So, yes, thanks, Maureen. I got your email as well. This is great. Any other questions from anyone? Melissa's on. Pianist. I'm not a pianist from Puerto Rico. I met Brent from In the Nature in US. Maureen's conducted international things. Once we go to the four corners of Earth, you can be our PR, Maureen.
I have Maureen, a question.
Maureen, where are you living, Maureen?
Idlewild.
Oh, you're still up in, okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been here 56 years.
Yeah, she's cool. And Melissa, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Listen.
Okay. Awesome, here. Awesome. Brent? Any other questions, Brent, Melissa, Maureen, before we...
I had what I told you before, that I have not been able, for example, I on 2006, let me put this example because it's the reality. Mm-hmm. And I worked a lot with my real issues. Mm-hmm. I planned my retirement from that time up to now. And I did a remodelation of this home. And unfortunately, like some people happen, the contractor left. I lost $75,000. And I have not been able to finish this house. Since that time, then I got my autoimmune conditions that I just told you one of them. But I had to retire from one day to the other. I worked in a radio station for a lot of years and in health insurance. And I had to decide. But at the same time, I took care of my parents. So I always look at the positive side. But after that, on that path, 2006 until now, every time I want to do something in this house where I live, I can't. There's something in the way. I could create, I could play, I could do anything, any other project that doesn't have to do with the home.
What's the number?
Which number?
The house number.
Oh, 20. It's it has the number, a letter, and it's W. The house number is W as in William and 20.
Just the 20. Okay, so the house number with you makes a 9 because you're first number. So can you see my paper?
Yes.
Sure. So the house number connection here is a 9. So the house has to be, you got to do a lot of, it could be this feng shui and there's vastu from the ancient Vedic, but there's something there that may be called a little bit of a blockage, but it's also got to do the prayers and constantly doing the prayers in the house and cleansing it. That could be removing some energies, if you will, that could be causing some of the blockages.
The prayers?
There's prayers and some from the people that came and left and from, say, the parents when left. So there's things you can do constantly all the time to make sure past ones are not around still, so to speak.
I didn't understand was if I had to do prayers. That's what I didn't have clear. You said it too fast. Sorry.
Prayers, yes, are very important.
Okay.
Because it's a 9 combination for you, so it's a spiritual combination in the house. So it's important to find some prayers and constantly do them.
Can I use chantras for cleansing?
Chantras, you mean mantras or chantras? What are chantras?
I follow Sadhguru from India.
Ah, okay, yeah, I know Sadhguru. I know him.
But you could suggest anything else. I would be grateful to use it too.
I do know a few other things. There are things that I do also for my clients when I mathematically realign them. I do things according to timing of how of the timing of things. Sadhguru is great. He's very mainstream, but you know, I learned my code from my own Swami. But I took it to another level, and I molded my own Picasso, if you will, and my own methodology. There are things that I can do to suggest to help as well. But the good thing is you're in a positive year, so it's good to do that. But if you know those that you already know, keep doing them. Don't stop.
Okay. You got my.
And I just want to say, if really have a private session with Stan, because the information he gives you is mind blowing, and I've never had that from anybody else. So it's good to have a private session with him. You will walk away knowing and feeling so much better.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jules. Thank you, everyone. I've been seeking. I learned speed reading from the guy's got the second highest IQ in human history, who personally knew Osho. I learned photographic reading in Florida from a lady that had lived in 35 countries. So I've learned a lot of different modalities, and I just know the gift, if you will, is trying to help people in the moment. Because when we mold our Picasso, things start to fall into place. We just got to keep moving forward. But the main element here from all four of you is protect your auras because of the arrow of hypersensitivity, especially because we're all spiritual people here. We have to do it even more so because we're in a sort of like a bit of a battle of light and dark, if you will, in the soul, at the soul level, not the body, not the, because we all have souls that fills the body, if you will. So, the main thing that we do, Melissa, Maureen, Brent, is we realign to help you get in rhythm with your own codes. That's the first step. So then Brent's in line with his 3148. Melissa's in line with a 7424. Maureen's in line with a 8987. And that's what we get. So when people are connected, if they choose to do the gold stuff or emerald packets, they're in my mind. I'm maneuvering when they answer. Afterwards, they send me stuff on WhatsApp, for example, because it's faster, and I get back to people faster because we want to get the little pieces of the puzzle daily, if you will. Because sometimes a few days late, especially when my clients like CEOs in the business realm, they need answers in the moment. Yeah, I can help. I have knowledge that can help. So I have wisdom. There's no certainties or nothing, but, you know, I'm very giving with my wisdom, put it that way.
He's a mathematical genius. That's what he is. He blows me away every time. Yeah.
But
that's why he's on Law of Attraction Radio Network. He has phenomenal talents. Sorry, I just got to tell everybody.
No, that's awesome. I really appreciate it. You know, this was something that it was meant for me because I read your email about 2 hours before this live.
15 minutes for me.
And it was meant from the cosmos for me. Thank you. I really appreciate it. You're also welcome. Very grateful, all
and
of you.
Thank you for everyone for being on. And it was great show once again, and nice to meet you all, and thank you for everyone listening to the ESP Code Numerology with Stan Lee. And until then, take care, everyone. I bid you all farewell. Take care. Bye bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Talk to you later, Maureen.
Bye bye.
Bye
bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us. Please join us every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Eastern. Go to loaradionetwork.com/Stan-Lee to get show access information. Have a great week.